you consider your music as teenage music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it should be teenage music. It's music that should horrify adults and please teenagers. I mean, that's how it started out anyway. I think that's what's wrong with rock music today. It's music for adults. It's respectable and it's good and it's art and it's all these kind of things. That's fine for music, but people kind of don't understand the difference between rock and roll, which is a lifestyle, a fashion, a music, it's sexual intercourse, it's a lot of things, and rock music is just merely music. Rock and roll is much bigger than that, you know. Some people confuse rock music with rock and roll. Mm. Rock and roll is much better.
The sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night head hunter looking for a head. The way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the cuckoo muck tiger and a teenage beast. When I show up, the cuckoo muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the cuckoo. And bang.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And as we all know, the Cramps bonded over their love for not just rock and roll, but for the strange horror and sci-fi films. And when we think of classic horror, the Universal monsters come to mind. But before these monsters made their debut on the silver screen, they were brought to existence through lore. One such monster being Dracula. Famously written by Bram Stoker and published in 1897, it made its film debut in 1931. And it is widely believed that the inspiration for Dracula stems from Vlad the Impaler. Vlad was born in Transylvania, Romania, and much like your bad relationship, he ruled on and off from 1456 to 1462. Historians would describe him as a cruel yet brilliant ruler who fought off the Ottoman Empire. And he earned his nickname because of his favorite way to execute, which was impaling people on wooden stakes. And rumor would circulate that Vlad would dine among his dying victims and even dip his bread in their blood. And along with that brutal way to kill, he would poison wells and water sources to ensure that he would kill off his enemies before they would reach him, while also obviously not caring about the villagers who also relied on those same water sources. As if that's not terrifying enough, a battle technique he would use would actually contribute to the lore surrounding the transformation into bats. When out in battle, his troops would retreat back into the hills just right when the sun would set. And when their enemies believed to have bested Vlad's army, a horde of rabid bats would be released, provoking not just biological warfare, but psychological. And as much as I would love to dig deeper in dark history, I don't want to keep you from this week's playlist. So enjoy!
Gather round, listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Listen to those happy feet.
Listen to those happy feet.
Ain't you glad that you found out? What the clown is all about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Well, grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Dig right in and do the clown. Dig right in and do the clown.
Baby, love the shining bread. Well, maybe you do, baby, love the shining bread. the lid. I filled my pockets with a shawl and bread. I went to the corner, there I stood on my head. And there I was getting in my dot and red. Baby, baby, not the shining shot. Famous, you baby, not the shining bread. Well, baby, you baby, not the shining shot. Famous, you baby, not the shining bread. I put on a slip, I'm putting a lid. Make some time to do. I'm ready, little baby, not the charming child. Famous little baby, not the charming friend. Yeah, I'm ready, little baby, not the charming child. Famous little baby, not the charming friend. Charming friend.
Another cult classic monster that we all know and love is a werewolf, famously making its home on the big screen with films like The Wolfman in 1941, An American Werewolf in London in 1981, An American Werewolf in Paris in 1997, and Wolf in 1994, to name a few of a very, very long list. But where did this fascination come from? Scholars believe the earliest documented forms of this legend came from the Epic of Gilgamesh. One of the oldest Western prose, Gilgamesh rejected a potential lover because she had turned a previous lover into a wolf. And werewolves also appeared in Nordic folklore and Greek mythology. But one particular piece of history that fascinates me the most is from centuries ago, and so-called werewolves were actually serial killers, and France seemed to be a hotspot for the mythology and killers. In 1521, Frenchmen Pierre and Michel allegedly swore allegiance to the devil and claimed to have an ointment that turned them into wolves. Together, they would share the werewolf fantasy and attack children and travelers. They tore their victims apart with such brutality that many believed it was a work of beast and not man. That is, till they were caught. Their chief motivation for the attacks was to procure free-range meat and the taste of warm blood. And before we chalk up the werewolf phenomenon to just lore and serial killers, there are medical conditions that contribute to the belief. medical conditions such as lycanthropy, a psychological condition that causes people to believe that they are morphing into a wolf or animal, hypertrichosis, a rare genetic disorder that causes excessive hair growth, and rabies, which can cause an array of symptoms like hallucinations, agitation, muscle spasms, and aggressiveness. And an interesting note about werewolves is the influence of the full moon. And this belief is not all that far-fetched when you look at the study conducted at Australia's Cavalry Matter Newcastle Hospital. The study found that of the 91 violent behavior incidents at the hospital between August 2008 to July 2009, 23% happened during a full moon. And before you start morphing into a punk wolf, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
I'm like a ring-tailed monkey hanging from a bamboo tree. I'm like the native in the jungle, as restless as I can be. And if I hear you stalking through the grass and want to get the message to you fast, I'm gonna pick up a log and beat out my love for you. Yeah, I'm like that ape man Tarzan, swinging from a long grapevine. And I'm looking for you so that I can make you mine. I climb up a tree so I'm good and high, then let out with that Tarzan cry. But then I pick up a log and beat out my love for you. Sitting in a cool blade, I'm gonna make the loudest sound ever made. Cause I'm gonna pick up a log and beat out my love for you. Yeah, I'm gonna pick up a log and beat out my love for you.
So that's it for this week's episode. And I know I say it every week, but I am so grateful to have your support. It really drives me each week to publish and plan episodes, so thank you so much. And I'm still planning on creating new segments, but lately I've been met with a few setbacks, and as defeated as I may feel from time to time, all I can do is pick myself up and keep going. And you can find me doing exactly that on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host, the one, the only, Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.